piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Top of the last gonna make the cut for sure. Testicles 1, 2. Testicles, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Before anything, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Trevor Garcia. Woo! And this is Paranoid Radio Podcast, the best show with the best content for the best listeners. Hold up, I got an intro for you. Wait a minute. Before anything, I want to give thanks to the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Thank you so much for tuning back in. Remember, you can check us out at ParanoidRadio.com, absolutely free. Check out all our audio, absolutely free. And you can also check us out by watching the most 2 recent episodes, unedited, unbothered, and unfiltered. Oh, yeah. ParanoidRadio.com is here to stay. And we drop brand new episodes every single Wednesday and Friday, every single week, consistently, foreverly, if that makes any sense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 192. The countdown continues all the way to episode 200. We have amazing collaborations coming up. But most importantly, we have a beautiful year to give out on and beautiful gratitude and also a fucking giveaway to our day-to-day fucking collaborators, our number one fans, and the people that share us. So, as a moment right now, we are blowing up on Instagram, and I cannot tell who are the people that are sharing us to get the giveaway. So, in the beginning, because nobody was sharing in season 1, 2, and 3, it took us a little while to get people to start sharing. Now we get shared every day. So, I'm not trying to show off or blow my own horn here, but toot, motherfucker. The point is, I can't just give something out if I don't know who's actually sharing for a specific reason. So in order to qualify for a free giveaway anywhere around the world, don't only tag us, but also mention it to us or put our name or something and say for the t-shirt. Tell us that this is for the t-shirt or else we're just going to have to get ignored like everybody else. Love you guys. I want to thank you guys for showing out so much. This is Paranoia Podcast. And Paranoia Radio Podcast revolves around paranormal activity, conspiracy theories, and all around craziness. Now, if you don't know, let me explain to you what this is. This is a special event, a What Is Happening episode. I don't know if you remember, but back then in the day, What Is Happening was just a fucking segment. Today, it's an entire fucking series on the show. And with the invention of AI, we've managed to do parodies on fake voices, faces, and even create alarming numbers of insulting and life-threatening weapons. The year has thrown everything at us, including even World War III. Yet, here we stand, surrounded by weak men in their 20s choking on blue chew because they have erectile dysfunction. Us here at Paranoid Radio Podcast still have, and we're still at the helm of success, freedom, and reporting real news. Aside from having an amazing series.
Wait. Letting y'all know.
Oh, fucking it. Aside from having an amazing series and being the second voice of this show, I'd like to introduce my best friend, the dysfunctional normie, a true agent of chaos, amazing father, Tank, the best codes in the motherfucking planet. Wah. What's up, Big Tank? You back in the fucking house or what? Hey. You're a dysfunctional normie.
You're fucking stupid. First of all.
I wanted to give you a proper intro, dog.
You're making it seem like I left somewhere. Like if I died or fucking came back from a hiatus or something.
You are back once a month. Like, this is like...
Shut up, man. Last month, I did, like, fucking the whole month. And this was just because we had a couple of guests. You're making it seem like if I left. Shut the fuck up, fool.
I am positioning myself to where I don't have to need your ass anymore. But you're so fucking annoying. You're fucking here, stuck with me forever. Girl, you can't even walk away from this bitch, fool.
Okay, let's set the tone straight. All right, since this is a fuckery. Nigga,
that
fuck
is
you,
right.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I ain't going nowhere.
Yo, but fuckery, the reason we call them fuckery is because we do one fuckery a year. And it's because we want to give an introduction. Also, we're going to talk about the things that happened this year, but we're going to give future stuff and what our beliefs are. So if you haven't tuned in, tune into any fuckery episode. You'll find at least, well, some plenty of them throughout the seasons of Paranoid Podcast. All 5 seasons has them. Fuckeries. That's right.
Agreed.
Go ahead, Big Tech. So you ain't leaving or what? What's going on? You're leaving me? Huh?
All right, let's focus set the mood. First of all, I ain't going nowhere, even though Troubles is making it seem like if I haven't been here, I mean, there's just been a lot of collabs I've been going on. I don't normally tune into collabs just because of time differences. We can't, everybody can't have a certain time. It's just really hard. Realistically, it's just really hard to accommodate not only 2 times, but now imagine 3 times, 4 times.
Yeah.
So that's what's really going on. So fuck this fool and his mama. All right.
Yeah.
But second of all, fuck it. I haven't been on in a cool minute, like two, three weeks solid, almost a month. Almost a month, all right, bitch. But this is a fuckery. It's what the fuck is going on around the world. And let's fucking dive off the deep end, you get me? And don't forget, fucking out bullies.
That's right. Here,
right. We lie.
This episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Make sure you check them out at Los_Cuñados_Bullies. Get your Frenchie today. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's Paranoid Radio. Big Tech, what is happening?
So so this is a full segment. There's going to be multiple things we're talking about. So I want you guys to all take that in and deposit that bench into the bank of knowledge. Right?
Ooh, the bank of knowledge.
Sorry, yes, sir. Let's start off with something really recent, really local, but it's causing a major mess, a true agent of chaos, to be for sure.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're talking about a mile stretch of road that is shut down, but has affected everything.
Oh my God. The 10 freeway in downtown LA. This is an international fucking highway that takes you all the way to Florida, from LA to Florida. It crosses the entire nation. Please let us know what's going on, dog.
Bro, I don't even think it's a mile stretch of land has been fucking with everybody. When it first happened, I didn't really think about it. They sent out a work message, hey, be careful, all the LA techs, please be careful out there, it's really wild, plan accordingly, take your time, whatever. I didn't give a fuck. Why, whatever. Cool, the whole 10 was cool until you reach that junction between the 101 and the 10.
Talk about zombie apocalypse, because 300,000 people passed through that highway alone, that 1 mile stretch. And if anybody knows LA, we have the worst, at a point we had the most refined and the most intricate highway system in the world until 1991. And now we don't only have outdated highway systems, but we also have the #1 traffic in the planet. Hashtag look it up. So the zombie apocalypse is happening because now all the hobos that were living under that bridge are moved away to different areas of the world, or LA. But now you have everybody fucking taking the streets. We have not people in the streets driving wild, bro.
No. A lot of it, what really caused the main burn down was the whole subleasing. So I don't know if you know this or if you even caught up on it, but did you know that everything that was right there wasn't even under a contract to be right there? It was subleased to a sublease to somebody that had no contract. So a lot of it that burned down was this pallet makeshift place where they would make a bunch of pallets that just went up in flame. You have to remember, that's a whole lot of wood causing destruction.
It sounds
if you
like
guys have seen pictures,
insurance claim.
No, but they're not under contract with anybody.
Oh,
it was
shit.
Somebody
so
else
all the repairs
just right there. Yes.
Holy.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, exactly. So imagine all that wood going up in flame. If you look at videos, there's people flying drones through it all over TikTok showing the mayhem that happened. Bro, it literally looks like the cement was melting off the columns. You
that
remember,
actually
you
happened, yeah.
Yeah. You see the column, you see the street, you see this steel skeletal structure inside, and you sort of see, like, the cement just, like, melting away. So it is projected that they should have it back and running within a month. But realistically, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Unless you have the Chinese president come through, because Gavin Newsom happened to disappear all the homeless from San Francisco because the Chinese president came in and had a little mini parade in San Francisco. So if they do bring the Chinese president to LA, better get your ass ready, because for sure, they're going to hire a bunch of Mexicans to get that fucking freeway under construction immediately overnight.
Baby. Hey, 100 an hour, baby. Best believe I'm gonna go. I'm gonna quit real
Just
quick and
bring
just
a
go over there.
fucking. I know Mexicans that'll do it for a 12-pack of Modelos. Not no promoting beer here, but
Hey,
on a
funny you
Sunday
bring that up.
evening.
Have you seen how much chaos is happening in San Francisco?
Explain.
Okay, so San Francisco is called the Doom City. I don't know if you've noticed.
Really?
So yeah, people think that Oakland's really bad. Like Oakland, you can't go to Oakland. A lot of hood. You got
Okay.
that whole intersection. You got the whole inner,
Uh-huh.
the little street section that they call Death
Yeah.
Row. Literally, okay, people are literally leaving their cars unlocked. Trunk open and everything, nothing in there, so they don't break in there. San Francisco has the number one car theft attempts where
What?
they'll
Get
break
the
the little
fuck
ones.
out.
Yes, it's bad. Okay, it's all over TikTok, whatever it is. So people will literally break the window, especially if you have it tinted, and check out everything's in there, even if they don't take anything. So people are literally pulling up to the stores. They're checking everything out, and they'll like leave the windows open, doors wide open, to show that they have nothing in there, because that's how much people are afraid. Crime, it's on an all-time highest. Every single department store is leaving San Francisco. Get the fuck up out of there because there's no rules or regulation in place. It's fucking wild to be living.
And if all these companies walk out and there's no huge retail stores to support the economy at San Francisco, guess what's going to happen to the high-paying rates in San Francisco? The fucking land is going to plummet. The rent's going to plummet and people won't be able to pay, which means depopulation nation. Now, sometimes I'm here thinking maybe they want people to leave this major, mega, democratic, I have to throw that in there, blue, home full of homeless, smart cities. Maybe they want these cities to be left. Maybe. I mean, think about all the people that are leaving LA to go to Texas. We're talking about elites. So.
I find that a little funny now that you brought in the whole Democratic, because realistically, who would have the money to buy them? A lot of Republicans.
By what?
All the plummeting stock land.
No, I meant Democratic because we live in a blue state. I don't know if you know what I
No,
meant.
agreed, 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 agreed. Okay, I agree with that. But usually, if we're talking about money, we have to lean more towards Republican. They are the bigger business savvy business owners.
It's
Do you
funny
think
that
that
you
might have
say
any
that.
correlation?
They look, bro. Money. You follow the money, you'll find corruption. And there, unfortunately, like we
Of
got into a
course.
debate
Of
last time.
course.
There is rhinos, Republicans only in name, that take the Republican name but like to invest in Democratic states and so forth. Also, with the Democrats, all these a lot of fucking blue elites, and I call them blue elites. They come and invest. They invest highly, big in big parts, and they also lobby a lot of the fucked up, spineless Republicans we have around in office in many other states. But California, I don't even know this, California's like 75% blue, bro. And I'm talking about
Agreed,
in
agreed,
elites,
agreed,
not the
agreed, agreed.
voters.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. But we have to put it out there that Republicans do have are on the wealthier side for the most part. You get me? So I if we have to break it down, that's a little funny because you could you imagine a lot of these multinational companies coming in and buying the dirt land cheap? What that would do to it?
Look what happened on Maui. See what's happening in
Hey,
Maui. Something that that
exactly.
happened this year also. They took away the land. It becomes federal land, and now the federal land starts selling it to all these banks, and the banks come and refinance it to you, the consumer,
Yes.
or
Yes.
any or a business owner that wants to come and make fucking luxury hotels. You see
Yeah.
the cycle. It's a vicious cycle of life.
It was land owned by generations and generations of people. Publicly, they were mom and pops. Yeah, I mean, some of them were doing really, really well. Don't get me wrong. But they were all mom and pops settled throughout. And look at them now. It's all being bought off dirt cheap, pennies on the dollar, realistically. You get me? Like if they're having a recession over there, which they're really not.
And let's
So
face it, the court system is gonna fucking prolong this so fucking much that by the time they finish doing the lawsuit or file they close the case, the land will be sold out to a fucking Marriott or Hilton hotel. So, you come at me with like, come at me with when people actually win, there's no way they're gonna beat the fucking government, especially when it comes to the land that they already own. Look at Nevada when we did fucking Section 51, what's it called?
Area 51.
The Area 51,
Yeah.
80% of the entire state of Nevada. I'm talking about the entire state of Nevada. 80% is owned by the federal government. Never gonna get
Whoa,
that money
whoa.
back.
Technically, I mean, there's not much to invest in there. Let's be honest. See, I mean, it's like the whole irrigation system for Las Vegas travels 100,000 miles away. Well, not, I mean, not 100,000, but travels hundreds of miles away to get them water. You got me? For them to build something like that everywhere, it'd be a little hard. You got me?
Where
Just because they get everything from all.
tell that to the people that the hills have eyes. Tell it to the deformed people that gave us the deformed people. Well, you know what? Talking about deformities and diseases and shit that attacks your body. Disease X. I don't know if you heard about this tank, but there's a lot of shit popping off around the world. In fact, the British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where they are now working day and night, and they have hired over 200 scientists to find out the cure for the next big civilization killer, viral outbreak. The new vaccine and the evaluation center is focusing on the rising threats of this fucking disease called Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, and it has a death rate of 30%, which is 300 times deadlier than the fucking make-believe COVID. 300 times deadlier. And due to climate change, this deadly disease can make its way up to the UK and then spreading like wildfire around the fucking world. You come at me, this is extremely fucking dangerous, and we've never fucked around with this before. And people are taking, I mean, at least the governments, first world governments are taking it to the next level to get ready. To get ready not only for this one disease, but for any other disease called Disease X. Fucking wild, dog. What's your take on that?
Okay, so as far as I could understand, it's disease X. It's something that seems to have sprouted overnight. Not necessarily overnight. There was
Like a
many
fear.
cases, but it's sort of spreading like a wildfire, but it's not going through a full-on boom, one after another, after another, after
No.
another. It's been spread out disease. It's been spread out encounters set up throughout. So my whole thing, what exactly is it targeting? There's not a lot of information released. Yeah, I mean, realistically, there's not a lot of information released. They are building this, like you said, for a research facility. They're getting everything checked out. But what triggers it? You get me? At least in a quote unquote flu or fake Rona, whatever you want to call it. It was
Fake
all
Rona.
transmitted. It was all transmitted like as a regular flu. You get me? For example, if you get sick at your house with a flu, everybody gets sick. You
Yeah,
get me? At one point
word.
or another. At one point or another. And
And
that's not what we're seeing
you
here.
could throw climate change out the fucking window, quite frankly, because I don't even believe the whole story about the climate change. Climate, now I want you guys to look this up. Hashtag Buscalo, hashtag GTS that shit, Google that shit. Look it up and put it to the test. If you want to say climate change is affecting us, when hasn't it? Now, question is not when hasn't it? The question is more like, depends how you look at it. After the Younger Dryas, we were cooling down. And technically, climate goes up and down depending on the time spectrum you see it. If you look at a window of 100 years, maybe we're getting warmer. But if you look at a window of 500 years, we're actually cooling down still. See what I'm saying? It's kind of like weird, like, because we just came off an ice age, basically. You know what I'm saying, right? Like, depending on how far back you look in history, will tell you different results on what climate change is. So climate change could suck a fucking dick. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay. If we're talking about climate change, like you said, technically we're supposed to be cooling off. You got me? Realistically, I mean, we had an ice age. Guess what happens to ice when it reaches warmness? It starts to melt, it starts to become water. You got me? So when you have all these people, oh, the glaciers are melting, this is happening, this is happening. Guess what? I sort of think that's supposed to happen just a little bit. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty down south where the water should stay somewhat pretty much frozen. But guess what? When have we actually ever been able to say weather's supposed to be exactly like this after an ice age? You get me? I mean, sure, it fluctuates a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's like the supposed El Niño that's coming this year incoming. Guess what? Nobody said anything. Nobody. Well, you complain when there's massive droughts. You complain when there's water. Make up your fucking mind. I mean, make
You
up your
can't be
fucking
happy.
mind.
It's like girls, fool. Like girls get asses, they get injected, they get tits. God gives them tits. They get fucking put plastic. You can't make a woman happy, dog. They give them a beautiful face. They go and fucking pamper it with a bunch of fucking
They don't
chemicals.
like their nails. Their nails ugly. They don't like their eyes. They
Talk
put
about
little
the most
eyelashes
fucking,
again.
The most fake people in the fucking planet are the people that you hate the most and you love the most. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. And unfortunately, that pussy runs the world. So this is what, I mean, you can never be happy. God didn't even make them happy. What makes you think you're going to keep them happy, dog? And I have to deal with three of them at home.
That's your problem. That's not like your problem. That's not like your problem.
Talking about,
look, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody will ever be happy set up throughout. You get me? Mm-hmm. Especially in that type of sense. So, realistically, there's always going to be that one little naysayer, that nay pusher. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. This is bad. That's bad. I mean, I'm going to use code word, big homie Chicha. He complains about everything. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Every single day we have this combo. I as soon as I get out of bed on this type of personality, I mean, shit, I've called troubles, barely waking up. Like, the fuck you doing, motherfucker? Fuck you, fucking, or we'll start fucking bullshitting. Chicha, he takes him a couple hours to get ready rolling. But as soon as I call him, guess what? I don't want to be here. I don't want to work. And I always tell him, I'm like, bro. I'm like, name me a day you haven't told me that since I met you. He goes, you really think so? I'm like, I know so, big dog. I know so.
The kid is miserable. And that's the problem with a lot of people. People hate doing their jobs. And people are actually just wasting their time doing countless shit and shit, making the bigger man fucking richer. And you just live check to check. Now, I'm not saying that that's what he does. And I'm not saying that he's well off. I'm just saying, stop fucking complaining. Do something about your life if you're really that fucking miserable. Shit, I took a hit this year. By all means, I let go of my job. My job let me go back. And I never, you know, I was fucking jobless for 4 or 5 months. Like, dog, now I'm the happiest fucking camper. I got a job where I could be myself. I'm getting paid a little less, but I'm still good.
It couldn't have been that bad. I remember seeing a couple Instagram videos where my boy's over there partying it up in El Salvador. It couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah. You got to keep the family happy. Are you singing to me right now? Are you singing Punta to me? Well, I have more news to tell you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, there is another pandemic rising. And this is a bunch of fuckery. Now, this is the reason why we call these episodes fuckery, because we get to fucking be ourselves and just, you know, speak freely about some fuckery shit that's happening. I'm gonna call this from true to fuckery. I'm gonna call it fuckery. The crisis of rice. Yeah, you heard right. Ching Chong Chan. Rice. One of the biggest and most manipulated and consumed commodities in the world happens to be rice. And the entire flat earth now is in dangerous. Now, the condition of this is very, very delicate because the biggest exporter of rice in the world is India, only challenged by the U.S. Now, they have subsidized their market and given free money to so many fucking rice farmers that they now control how they want to tax and send out the rice and how much they're going to pay these farmers. The problem is that it's too many of them, which then trickles down to the market getting subsidized, which then trickles down to other countries having to be pressured to push out more rice. The U.S. alone pushes out 20,000 tons of fucking rice a year, not only for us, but to donate around the world. I don't know if you know, but California alone fucking donates so much wheat and so much free food to the Congo and different states and different areas and different countries of Africa, absolutely free, plus some money. Now we have to reserve more for us because we can't make that much rice. And let's fucking face it, another big ass reason why we can't grow rice is because of climate change. And again, I'm using these big quotation marks in the air. Ah, man, that climate change could suck a dick.
Well, I'm gonna have to say how they say it in Spanish. Primero mis dientes y luego los parientes. I shit. If we're really facing that bad, I mean, fuck them. You know what? Hey, I'm gonna use a famous quote. Fuck them kids, bro. Straight up.
That kid ain't mine.
Yeah, baby don't look like me. But I mean, shit, if we're really getting to that point where it's been that bad, then why the fuck are we giving it away? Realistically.
Because the United States of America gives out free food and free money to these countries that are needed in order
I
so the
get
country
it.
could open up
I get it. So you're
for
going to
gender
tell me we're
studies.
going to prefer for somebody else to eat instead of us?
Technically, we're overprivileged compared to other countries. Now,
Of
look,
course. Of
the reason
course.
they do it is because they want to fucking get gender studies introduced into the communities in
Of
these third world
course.
countries, and they want to make
Of
everybody gay.
course. I don't know about all that. Okay, I don't know
So,
about all
ladies and
that.
gentlemen, do not eat the rice. Being gay is in the rice. Just sprinkle some gay shit on it, and now you're becoming gay. The more rice you eat, the more homo you are.
I'm fucking done with you, big dog. Okay, let's throw one more story before anything else, before it goes completely off the haywire. Real talk. All right, real talk, real talk, real talk.
Immigration? Yeah,
Huh?
Fuck the immigrants. Sorry.
When was the last time you paid under $10 for anything?
Fuck, fool. I, you know what? Good question. Funny that you mentioned that. Yesterday, I didn't go to work, and I went to go get some Jack in the Box, and I got me a burger. And I'm not promoting Jack in the Box here, but back then, for $9.92 U.S. in California, I would get a full combo. This happened. This was early on this year. Now it's 11. It's almost $12, and I only had a 10 on me because I thought I was gonna make it, so I was forced to use my card. You get what I'm saying, right? It was
So,
12. Yeah.
they did the balance study because of inflation. A dollar compared to our current standards is roughly the same about as 4.49, which is basically,
Where?
let's say, five. Because of inflation of everything that's happened. A
Okay.
dollar 10 years ago is roughly the same about 4.49 now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, there's a video going on YouTube where it shows this guy ordering a Big Mac, large fries, and large drink, which is probably the most common thing. You get me? And I'm just using McDonald's as a, as because that's how they laid it out. It
Nigga
came
D's,
out
nigga
to $15.01.
Get the fuck out, dog. Get the
Swear.
fuck
Swear.
out,
no
dude.
Promo
That's a
codes, no
$20 meal. Get the
listen,
fuck.
listen, listen. It was no promo codes, no deals, no app, no nothing. Okay? 15 something. Okay? They did the math. And they play this other one where this guy orders a Big Mac with fries, drink, a children's kids meal. The mom orders something of a chicken sandwich, and they only paid $13.42.
It sounds like 10 years ago.
It sounds like 20, to be honest, 30. It sounds like it was back in the prohibition days, to be honest.
Well, you know what, dude? The reason McDonald's makes you, this is now, I don't know if you noticed this, but at least here in California, I'm talking about just Southern California. You go to a McDonald's, it doesn't matter where. You can't go inside because most of these McDonald's, at least in Pasadena, like every, the richer areas, there's no people inside. There's no counter. Like, you have to buy yourself, and then a machine opens up. Like, you open up the real fridge, and the food is there for you. Pick it up, and you go home. Like, it's like there's probably two people in the kitchen. That's it. But there's no servers. Now, on top of that, check this out. You go to a drive-thru, the first thing they ask you is, will you be using your mobile app today? Now, the reason they give you sweet deals in those apps is because, yeah, it might seem like you're paying less at the window, but you're also giving them something for free. They're mining your data, your phone, your location. And you know what they do to that data? Then they get that data, and they know exactly what you ordered because of that scan. They're not only giving you a free discount, but they're keeping all your information. Then they come around, they sell that information to Kotex, to Coca-Cola, to the biggest companies that have invested in two McDonald's. And then those people come and they send you commercials directly to your phone, to your TikTok stream, or any other social media. You see what it is, right? Consumerism. They have managed to fucking penetrate you, not only your pocket, not only your ass, but your fucking way of life in every aspect. That's wild, dog. So they're never losing the money. And the $10 shit
never.
That you're talking about, yeah, that's fucked up. Welcome to Bidenomics. This is all because of fucking Biden. This is all because of bitch-ass Harris. And
let's,
fuck you, Michael
Obama.
There.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Why? Why not?
Because
Donald
the one
Trump
that started.
Is the, no. Donald
shut,
Trump is
shut
the closest
fuck.
Thing to Jesus Christ.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, you really want to go there? Trump was technically the one that started the inflation by giving out the fucking money.
Yeah, but okay, who this okay, it has been proven.
Who started it? Who started it? Just answer me that.
The giving
get
the
it.
Stimulus
I get
checks.
It. It's been nothing but giving away
Donald
money.
Trump. Yeah.
I get it. It's nothing but giving away money with
I
bikes.
want you to tell me, compare the amount of money that we received in stimulus checks from first check all the way to the last check, in stimulus money that had a Donald Trump's name on it, all the way to the beginning. All it was three, it was four. Because when he was out of office, there was
No.
more and more that was sent out with Donald Trump's name on it, even though Joe Biden
Okay,
was in
four.
office.
Four. Okay, fine.
Okay. And then I want you to count the amount of money that Biden has been giving out to the Ukraine and then the rest of the world from check one to the last recent check. Biden has quadrupled the amount of money that they've given out to the world and not given it to us.
But okay, I agree with that. But who started the snowball effect of just printing money?
Okay, and by all means, it's called a stimulus, so that you
I get
stimulate
it.
your.
I get it. Don't get
Wait,
me
wait, wait.
wrong.
The money stays inside the U.S. because you
Not
put it into your savings
necessarily. Not
account, and
necessarily.
you go wasting in groceries and shit.
Not
You waste
necessarily.
money
There's a
within the
lot of
same.
people. There's a lot of people that were still working. You get me? And I must say, realistically, handed it off to third world countries for their families.
Yeah,
You get
100%.
me? I look, I know a lot of, and this is no shot towards anybody. You get me? But realistically, money is being exported. You get me? Oh, look, free money. You get me? They'll give themselves these little luxuries. You get me? Look how much the car value has gone. You get me? Has gone up.
100%.
You get me? And this is aside from it being a Trump and Biden type of thing. But realistically, a lot of people became first time owners that couldn't afford it. You get me? And now they're facing these crazy APR fluctuations
Yo,
that it's like,
I know people that get their tax re refund off maybe 2 days of work for the 100, 365-day period of the year. They get money back just for having kids. And then they send all that money out to different countries. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. You ask me where I go on vacation, I'm not going to tell you fucking Las Vegas when you have to pay $400 for a fucking night at a cheap ass one star hotel. No, I'm gonna go to El Salvador, baby. I'm gonna go down to TJ Big Daddy and give me a fucking for those $400. I have a blast weekend in a 5 star hotel, two hood rats, and a 12 pack of Modelos, and maybe 12 bags of cocaine and cocaine accessories for 400 bones. You could tell me whatever, though. You could tell me whatever. Yeah, I'm exporting money too, baby girl. But I mean, shit. It's a cycle of life. It's a vicious cycle, and you can't be happy. Doesn't matter.
Why do we
The
complain if
only
we do it
thing is,
now?
I'm saying, fuck Joe Biden. Donald Trump is the closest thing to Jesus Christ. That's
Exactly. Well, see, but that's the whole thing. Leader leads by example, right? Technically, Joe Biden, I mean, fucking President Trump started that example. Print money. Hey, fuck it, let's make it rain. He
And make it rain, he has, ladies and
has,
gentlemen.
legitimately has. See,
He
all
is
I gotta say, don't
inevitable.
drop the soap, Playboy. You got me?
Donald Trump will not get locked up. And you know what? It's funny that you mentioned this because we were having a conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Big Tag and I called, he called me one day and I was on a fucking freeway just driving, minding my own business. And fuckboy sauce over here calls me and tries to start up a little fucking, trying to get stir up some shit by telling
Okay,
me that
well, hold on. Remind me. I'm a little lost.
you told me that you don't think that Donald Trump was the most peaceful president, and that he will not be nominated.
Agreed. No,
You
no, no.
said
I did
that
not
he
get
wasn't even gonna
nominated.
make
I
it
did
to the
not get
presidency.
nominated. Don't lie, bitch. I told you he won't make
Was
president again.
the other way around. Okay, so you said that he will be
Yeah.
nominated, but he won't be the president. And I'm like, those are deep. No. You said nominated because I remember I was
No, no,
like,
no.
that's a.
I said he won't be president for 2024. That's exactly what I said. He won't be president, not nominated. You
I
started breaking
feel.
it down. You started breaking it down. So you don't think he'll make the electoral ballot? You don't think? I'm like, no. All I know is that he won't be president.
Donald Trump is inevitable, dog. And if he doesn't, fool, he's luck, dog. All I'm gonna say is this, bro.
If
Who
he's
else? Who
inevitable, why didn't
else?
he win? Why didn't he win?
It's look, let me tell you something. The
Okay.
election was stolen, by the way, first of all. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Now, I want to tell you
My
something,
baby
dog.
bitch, it's
Who
over, Dink. It's over.
will
It's like the Eagles losing
fight?
the Super Bowl. I'm over
Listen,
it.
listen to me. Who is gonna go against Donald Trump? Who? Who?
Who what?
Who's gonna go against Donald Trump?
Oh, who's gonna get though? I thought you said
Yeah.
I'm going against
Who
Donald
can possibly beat Donald Trump in the Democratic Party today? And if you
Trump.
say Joe Biden, I'm
Look,
clicking on you.
look, 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 look. He lost once in a rigged election. What makes you think it's not going to
Was rigged.
happen again?
Because he has people. It's
when
different.
has
It's
the
gonna be different
people's
this year.
champ when has a people's champ and I'm gonna use it like that, all right, that's actually a plus towards Biden. When have they ever won? When has a David and Goliath story actually ever gone down? Answer me
In the
that.
Bible, baby.
And according to our previous episode, it's a rewritten story.
Sparta 300 against the Persians, David and Goliath. Yes.
Motherfucker, they went the
They went the other
other
way. Wait, they were gay? They went the other way? Huh? You're dreaming. You're dreaming. Donald Trump will win. Biden sucks a dick. He could die and fall off his ladders and break a
about?
neck.
Look. Putting this straight aside, he was a fucking amazing president. All the stuff that he did, textbook, the
Ooh.
way he kept us afloat, 110%.
Ooh. Yeah.
Motherfucker just didn't know how to keep his mouth shut. He'd be here running another fucking 4 years. Motherfucker got the biggest mouth. Look, I'm gonna have to say this.
Word. Yeah.
Stick your fucking head in pussy and shut the fuck up. Can he still be president right now?
He used
Go
to be
be fucking
president.
your wife. You know what? Keep your mouth shut. You got me? And he still be right now. He could have gone down as one of the most legendary presidents ever. 110%.
Well, he
I
did.
agree
He
with it.
still is. Legendary
No,
president of all time.
fuck no,
Closest
look.
president to Jesus
Look how much he's
Christ. Come
gone
on, dog.
down a down whole slip. I mean, he's gone completely down slope.
Wait. I'm gonna have to put the camera close to my
His
face on this one.
reputation is
What did you
tarnished.
say?
His reputation is tarnished. From him being way the fuck out here,
Tank.
he's been going down a slippery slope,
Tank,
slippery
have
slope,
you
slippery slope.
seen Donald Trump's polls? Numbers are not gonna
Bro,
lie.
fuck the
People love
polls.
him more now than
Fuck the
any
polls.
other day.
Tell me that Donald
Mainstream
Trump,
polls.
tell me Donald Trump life wasn't better before entering the
Oh
presidency.
yeah. Well, look. It's like when we talked about The Rock trying to be the president. The Rock's are having backlash right now because of Black Adam and all these movies that he fucking tanked. Now I'm gonna put it like to you. I'm gonna put it to you like this. Everybody loves you until you become very political. Once you're political or you talk about religion, the people will turn around very, very fucking fast and stab you right in the fucking back. And you're right. He could have been in the presidential suite right now, getting sucked up by his Russian wife, having a glorious time as the leader of the free world. But no, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. And quite frankly, I'm gonna be honest with you. I hate to love it, but I love to hate that part about Donald Trump. I'm a Trumper. I'm a Trumper dick rider all day. I'm gonna die on that dick. I mean, hell. But look, I'll be honest with you. Let me tell you this right now. If Donald Trump would have fucking been smarter the way he fucking twitted his fingers out and opened his mouth, we would have been saved right now. We would have been saved.
And I'm not denying that. Legitimately, I'm not denying that. I think he was one of the greatest strategic presidents we've ever had. You get me? Okay, 110%. He kept a lot of people at bay j because of his mouth. You get me? It was a double-edged sword. For example, realistically, you really want to see a fucking Twitter, a president tweeting to another president? You really want to use that button because I got a bigger red button? Talking about nuclear war like
That
that?
was fucking dope, though.
Hey,
Hey,
fucking
you
Twitter
can't
fingers at its finest, and it was badass. Shut
that
him up. 110%. Shut him the fuck up. You get me? But realistically, you want to see that? I think that's a private combo so people don't have to get scared, to be honest. You get
that
me?
fool fucking straight. I told him, like, it's just bigger and it works.
Michael, like, man, homie, what's up, homie?
He pulled out his dick. He was like, All
Michael,
right, this is Turn the Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Tack is back in the fucking house delivering a fuckery episode, a bunch of fuckery on this one. We went in deep and lightly on it. I hope you guys enjoy this amazing series with what is happening in Big Tank. Big Tank, let them know where they can find Los Cunados bullies.
you guys know the deal. Catch me at paranormalradio.com. Because I ain't
Yeah.
going nowhere, contrary to popular belief. Or maybe it's a psyop. Maybe he's trying to kill me. Hey, people, he might be trying to kick me off and just throwing subliminal messages. Hey, so stay tuned. If I happen to go missing, it's all troubles. 110%.
I would
It's
not
a
kill
fucking
myself. I am
conspiracy.
not suicidal.
I
Let
know, but real
no.
talk. Catch
Yeah.
me at Los Cunados Bullies, Los underscore Cunados underscore Bullies. Check out the page. Go give the follow. But not only that, tap in. This giveaway is gonna be nice, awesome, badass. We really want to
T-shirts
give it
and
to new people.
stickers. Yep.
New shirts and stickers, 110%. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. As always, I ain't going nowhere. Even if this one tries to give me the boo, he forgets I have the keys to the kingdom. You get me?
Yeah.
Bet. Bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was Pernod Radio Podcast, and I want to thank Big Tiger for allowing me to fucking bug him out, and thank you for so much for joining me, Big Tiger. You're the fucking best co-host on the motherfucking planet. Big Tiger, suck a taco. Ladies and gentlemen, let me blow your fucking mind one more time on PernodRadio.com. Check us out, drop a five-star review on the podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Peace out.
Paranoid Radio. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles. 1, 2. Testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast, and I am the humble host, Trebles Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in and allowing me to enter your space. We have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. Before anything, I want to remind you that ParanoidRadio.com is fully activated now. You can stream for free, listen to the most recent episodes, and watch the most two recent episodes unedited, unbothered, and unfiltered. ParanoidRadio.com, dropping consistent episodes every single Wednesday night. Don't forget to drop a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And do not forget that we're on the countdown now on episode 193. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is because of you, because you tuning in. This episode goes out to every single day one listener, Rico, V Beauty, and everybody else that has been collaborating this entire year. The countdown is now 193, and stay tuned because we will be announcing the giveaway on t-shirts and stickers for our biggest collaborators for the entire year of 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. We are obsessed, addicted, and visionless when it comes to living an ordinary life at the expectancy of 77 years of existence. It's easy to believe that with modern science, medicine, and access to corruption, we would be living to 200, 500, or even 1,000 years old. Perhaps we can. I've said it before in the show plenty of times. They haven't only weaponized cloning, but living in a digital avatar could very well be the next reality for all of us. But what's the purpose of expanding your health and living longer if you can't even remember who you are? Better yet, if you have to see the purpose and you have to see all the people die, the people that you love, see them perish. Consciousness is the gift and the real basis for World War III. And the next war is fought in your mind, not only in the ground. And the price is your soul, and it's not going to be your gold. It would be redundant for me to stand here and tell you that the world is like it's told in man-made books and echoed by evildoers across the sands of time. Even time itself is a mental and a man-made construct and the biggest lie to mankind, as I always say. To give a linear thought on an earthly plane and catch a copycat fingerprints in a gene splice cookie jar, I have to call in my next special guest. He's a Californian transplant now located in Michigan. In fact, questioning the narrative and establishment has been a huge part of Sheen's journey. Now he's combining his passions for truth, podcasting, and music, shattering the reality appointed by us to us by the propagandists. Please give a warm welcome to host, songwriter, rapper, and engineer, creative director, Sean Chris from Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast. Woo!
What is good, man? Man, that's a lot of... I can't do all that, man. Like, I have to keep it like... That's why I keep it real simple. I just go, welcome back to a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I just eat it. And then I'm done. Like,
it's because, dog, you know what? I never do this. I never stutter that much. Ladies and gentlemen, for the people that do not know, I just done fucked up 5 times in front of this guy. Freaking embarrassing. But you know what? It happens to the best of us. And sometimes, you know, I didn't drink my vitamins today. Fuck it.
Man, how are you, dog? I'm good, man. I can't even pronounce most people's names, man. That's like, I'll be on the thing and be like, I'm sick. Like, especially
you didn't know you made it to 40, dude. Absolutely,
yeah. Funny. I was like, man, I had a couple of drinks. Yo. What's good with you, man? Yeah, I just came, man. Yeah. I was enjoying the podcast. You reached out to me, and like, I started listening to your podcast. Love the energy, like I was telling you before. And yeah, thank man, you. I'm on the same truth path as all of us. You know, I'm Sean Chris, host of Kill the Mockingbirds. You can find us at killthemockingbirds.com or Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. But yeah, I kind of on the same level. I don't have, a definitive thought process on what I think things are. I mean, I have my ideas and my speculation of stuff, but there is nothing that I'm like take off the table, right? Like, we were talking about, you asked me like, what would you want to talk about? And I was wanted to talk about like clones, Mandela effect, and then I was saying like flat earth, but in a different concept of like what other people think. So I have this whole thought process, and it's not just me. Like, I know other people, I learned it from somebody else. But there's this dude, Cass Sunstein. I don't know. Have you heard of him, Cass Sunstein?
No. Please enlighten me.
So he was in the Obama administration. He was a lawyer at Harvard. And he wrote this paper in 2008 called Cognitive Infiltration. And in this paper, he talks about infiltrating conspiracy groups, especially the 9/11 truth movement at that time. So when you see that premise, now when I look through that, like now I look through that lens when I'm talking about clones, when I'm talking about Mandela effect, when I'm talking about flat earth. Now, do these things exist? For sure. We know for a fact cloning exists. Dolly the sheep in 1996, you got plenty of animals cloned. I think there was one human supposedly cloned. There's mixed reviews on how you say about cloned. It in 2002.
I think we even cloned seeds and plants to assist other countries with food. So they're eating cloned food. And we even us may be eating cloned cows and cloned animals from different sides of the world. Accurately, yes.
Yeah, 100%. And I think people miss that. And they think like, so when I say cloning is real, I absolutely believe that. Now, do I believe that every single, like there's this army of clones that they just activate? Like they're like, hey, man, let's go get this guy's clone from the basement. It's kind of acting up. Where's the Kanye clone at? I personally don't really subscribe to that. I know that they are trying to build a super soldier. They're going to clone a bunch of things together. There's definitely many government experiments. But when you go into cloning, you think of Donald Marshall, right? A lot of people that were around the internet at that time, I think it was like 2012, Donald Marshall came out and he was supposedly a clone and he was in a clone facility talking about. It went wild on Facebook. You know, Facebook was still relatively newer. Like, people weren't as active on it. And this went crazy. So a lot of people based their whole clone information off taking what he's saying as factual. Now, is it? I don't know, right? I can't prove that or not. But I go back to the Cass Sunstein thing. So I was like, you know, I noticed after 2008, there started to be all these fantastical. There's a plenty of fantastical things in the world and in the conspiratorial world that people have experienced, like Bigfoot or different ghosts or entities. Now, what could they be? I don't know. But there's really phenomena people have, you know, experienced. And people have talked about flat earth through over the years. But after 2008, this clone thing in 2012, boom. The Mandela effect, 2009 is when it really started popping. And around 2009 to 2012, the flat earth movement really got going. So to me, is this all like government operations
that are controlled opposition?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you're telling me that holy fuck, you just broke the entire fucking truth movement, right? Like you're saying this is purposely done to keep us divide, and it makes sense if you think about it. It's not only red versus blue in a fucking in a political atmosphere, but if you think about it, like my wife completely throws away the idea of flat earth. I'm open to it. I'm not a glober, more of a realmer, more of a, you know, everything's electricity. So even that, so every single thing that it's thrown at the ether, thrown at the information base where we're getting our information from, can very well be controlled opposition. Wow. Okay.
Or not even just controlled opposition, but amplified, right? You see, like, hey, there's these guys that are talking about this, and that. And me too, like some flat earthers, I've been in plenty of time, flat earthers got mad at me. It probably happened again. It just happens because they get so polarized. It's like politics. Mm-hmm. They're like so passionate and dug in and rooted that, hey, it has to be this way. And my problem with anything with flat earth was always like, hey, man, you're just parroting a flat earth Dave, bro. Like a lot of people are just saying, and I know flat earth Dave has some good points, but I have some points that I think would vary, but I'm in the middle. Like you kind of, I'm like, I know I don't close the door on the idea because there's no way I could know. Never been to the edge of the earth, never been to space, and probably not going to be. So I'm open to the idea, but when you see it, like it was on ABC, it was on Fox, you know, they were talking about the flat earth movement in mainstream media. And, you know, if you go back in like the early 1900s, there was Flat Earth Society, which was a Masonic, you know, started by a Masonic temple.
Wait. Say that again the way you said it. You just blew my fucking mind. Wait, what? What?
Flat Earth Society. I want to say it was in the early 1900s. There was a Flat Earth Society created. And a lot of flat earthers like will push back against it. And they're like, no, well, we're not like that. But it was started by a Freemason. So I'm not saying that means the earth is round. That's where like people like it's like, for instance, like not to get I don't want to go too much on this because I know everybody's talking about, but it's kind of similar when you talk about Israel and Palestine. Right. if you say something against Israel and that's their team, you're an anti-Semitic. If you are say something against the other team and that's your team, then you're like, that's how everything is angled at. If you notice when things are pushed at us, it's always this good guy, bad guy. You know what I mean? Right side, wrong side. And that's what I feel it is, because I have had some people on, though, like this guy, Mario. Man, I can't think of his last name right now. I don't want to say his. I was going to make up a name. And it's
like, Matt, shout outs to Mario.
He talked about like inner rings, right? He's saying like, hey, like, you know, because he was really talking about the zodiac signs and stuff like that. And he was saying he believes that each planet has these rings. So there's like, you know, a center, like there's nine rings on this flat plane, but it's like, that's why the planet, he had a good analogy and a good breakdown. Now, is he right? I don't know, but at least he came up with a fresh idea. I'm all about fresh ideas. When I hear regurgitated things, it's the same thing. Any movement that happens, and it doesn't mean that they don't have anything, like you could talk about BLM or people talking about Palestine or any of these, doesn't mean they don't have real gripes. They do have real gripes, but what happens is they use that energy and push you into the direction of what they want you to do, so their narrative takes place. They're telling you a story, and that's how I feel with some of this conspiratorial stuff, because I've always been dabbled in this. Like, I'm 40 years old. I've been dabbling in conspiracies all my life. I mean, I grew up on underground hip hop, where it seems like that's all they talked about. It's like conspiratorial things. You know what I mean? And now when I, like, this whole like 2020, like, I mean, I stopped watching politics for a little bit, because I personally, I'm like, I just think Trump's a run of the mill, about just like everybody else. I just think it's a new beast. But what happens is, in 2020, I jumped back in it, and then I seen this whole different world, because I was just used to like, hey, bro, you seen this crazy documentary? Hey, you read this book? Hey, you heard about this? There was never, and like, it was never like, I don't mind challenging ideas, but it wasn't even challenging. It was like shutting down ideas. Like, what? You don't think the earth is flat? You're an idiot. Oh, what? You don't think Mandela effects are this? Like, and I'm like, bro, I'm not saying it's not or not real or not real. I have no idea. But you're not even allowing me to have any thoughts. And that's where I started seeing this real divide, as what you were talking about earlier.
You mentioned that I Mason started the flat earth movement. Hashtag look it up for all my flat society. So for the people that have a couple of listeners that are diehard flat earthers, look this up, ladies and gentlemen, because I've had a Mormon on recently. Shout outs to Heidi Love from the Unfiltered Rise podcast. And she mentioned how even the Mormon religion was also built and also founded, and its basis is revolving Freemasonry. And she gave me a hell of a freaking show when she actually showcased a lot of different symbols. Now, the reason I'm trying to connect this together is because this is all very cultic and very generic, very, very same trick from the same, what was it, old trick from the same book. They just flip the page, change the narrative, change some words, and repackage it and resell it to you just every single other year, every single cycle, every moon cycle. And we also mentioned this on our show plenty of times. We have a lot of billionaires out here, a lot of people that the main people that really run the world, the people that we don't know their names, they follow their stars, bro. They follow numerology, and if you want to talk about God, you want to talk about anything that's celestial, it comes from there. And this is why they are in power, because they know what's going to happen in the next step, and they know how to manifest. So manifestation comes into play because we are creators. I believe 100% that our energy and our divinity comes, and you're able to manifest and speak into reality, take action, and everything. There's no coincidences. There's only cause and effect. So what happens is the most important thing about it. One moment. The most important thing about it is, once you start really putting in your intent into it, and you put your influence from the outside world, and then the government's telling you already, there's a little sparkle, a little breadcrumbs of what's going to happen next. You already believed it. For example, just a quick example, 2020, people said, you're going to die. It's a deadly disease. You're going to get sick. You're mentally sick already. Then your organs start freaking triggering. Bam, bam, bam. Your elbows, your arthritis, and then your cancer fucking shoots up. Boom, you die. You go blind. You're in a respirator, and then your family's fucking weeping. So this is what happens. You just manifested your own death because of the breadcrumbs they threw in your brain. They control the propaganda, the programming. So I do believe, open door to your idea, having to say that conspiracy theories, and this is a conspiracy theorist saying it, conspiracy theories can very well be controlled opposition to keep us divided. And it makes sense a lot.
And that doesn't mean that it's all lies either, because first of all, like I've said many times, like flat earthers have a lot right, man. They got a lot of information that is true. They're on the right path. It's not like they're far. And again, I'm not saying that flat earth is real or not. Like in my opinion, I don't see it right now. And later on, that might change. But when you see, like I said, like, okay, you got the flat earth movement at around the same time with the Mandela effect, where everything's a Mandela effect. And there's all these like memory erasing and like, oh, well, I seen this and I saw that, even though that we know throughout history, like in your own personal life from experience, that some you can live the same thing with a group of friends and one friend remembers something differently. Now, if he goes, oh, no, wasn't it such and such, because it was not an important detail to him. So I think they play off this and they put a little bit of good information in there, because without good information, if it was all just bogus, then it would be like, oh, man, this guy's talking out his ass. You know what I mean? Like, but when you have some truth in there, that's why they dropped this. And I think that is what they want to do. And then you see the movement, right? After Obama, then a Trump, you see how they build it. To me, Trump is the opposite of what Obama, like he's the opposite, but the same. So he is to ignite the other side.
What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck? You're right. Look. And you know what? Everything you just said is based on his story. It's just not, I'm not trying to bullshit. Look, I'm not trying to say you're right. But look, bro, you look, dog, you think about it. He who controls the past controls the future, bro. This is fact, dog. And there, in history, you've seen this up and down, the left and right, and it's always a division. And always, you're right, dog. You're right. Could be best. Fuck, dude. And I'm a full-on Trumper. God damn it.
Well, my thought process with Trump is that I think that he was here to ignite the other side and how we get full-on authoritarianism, because what happens is people have to be dehumanized, right? And like that's why like people want to use all these terms, because everybody's Hitler, everybody's the devil, all this stuff, but it's not that. It's just the system is together. Like my one shot where I would have like, and I've had my like reservations for Trump from the get-go. I just never really was on his side. I just felt like he was same old. Like I was tired of like voting at that time. But at one point after 2020, like when he's like, oh, they're like election stolen. I'm like, and then I believe like presidents are selected, not elected. I'm like, okay, and I'm like, so this is the one guy that figured, he's like, oh man, he accidentally got in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how'd you do that? And he didn't start his own party. Right. He goes, oh, I'm going to go back with the Republicans. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, so you're going back to this two party when you, everybody's excuse for not starting a new party is like, oh man, but we're not established. Be like, dude, you know he has a base. He has an incredible base of people, and he could have started his own party and he didn't. So that kind of threw me just like, and then some of his policies that people don't like to about
duality. There has to be duality. And what you told me about him being the direct opposite of the other side from Obama brings in the duality, the black and white, the checkered board. And it does make sense. The recreation, the rebirth to stay relevant. It happens in the entertainment industry. It happens in movies. It happens with this show. It's happened with a lot of different things. In order to stay relevant, you don't only need to adapt, but you need to recreate yourself and be reborn. Even the Bible talks about being freaking baptized and being reborn. Again, duality. You see what I'm saying, right? It's not everything is okay. So same, different trick, different book. No, same, different trick, different book. Same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're right. 100%. Wow. Good connections. But what's your point on the clones, though? Where do you see
so,
clones real for you?
No, like I told you in the beginning, clones are absolutely 100%, no doubt about it, real. Now, the level of what cloning, how like much, right? Like, do they have thousands of clones just ready to be activated? I don't know about that. Now, what I do think is there is probably a good batch of like 10, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, something like, you know, maybe 100 at the most, where they are trying to create super soldiers so they can have even more power. Because in my belief is like, yeah, there's all these, you know, Freemason, Illuminati, we could call all this stuff. I believe it's all just different factions fighting amongst each other. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they find interest with each other. Like, hey, man, I kind of want to do this too. But that's why there's not a one world government yet. It's because people also, even though they might be in these secret societies and they might believe a lot of this occultic stuff, they're still humans and they really want the whole power. So it's this constant like king of the hill issue where you're pushing people off. And then again, at times you align with each other because you both need this guy to go away in the only way. So I'm for certain that they're making, and we know throughout the years, you could look at China, Russia, America.
China's the biggest importer of freaking organs. And this is fucking amazing because if you go to Bangladesh, you go to Thailand, you go to Vietnam, you go to a lot of these third world Asian countries, not in Asia, you could go to South America. You'll find that for a heart, you pay $35,000. For a lung, you pay $65,000. For a liver, you pay $25,000. You see what I'm saying? And some people, to eat a bowl of rice for the next month, they'll sell a fucking kidney.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, the black market, and that's what we spoke about on Clone Wars. We called it Clone Wars on season three. I mean, what we spoke about, how people can be very well cloning bags of money, specifically rich people. Now, I don't know if you've seen this movie, The Island. I keep talking about this movie because it's very important. In the movie, The Island with Scarlett Johansson, what they do is they put a sect of rich people clones into a bunker, and the rich people outside of the world could just say, hey, you know, I have cancer, my certain part of the body, I need to have a transplant of lung. So they'll kill their own assets, that's what it is, pull out a lung and put it in, it'll match your body exactly, because that's a direct copy print of you. It has your same fingerprint, has everything. See what I'm saying? So it could very well be part of the black market, if not now, in the future. And then you have these beautiful people that are just gorgeous, that are elite, that maybe you could sell them. It's not like a bag of coke that you use it, consume it, and it's gone. It's a bag of bones and meat that you could keep fucking and raping for the rest of the entire fucking life until you die. See what I'm saying, right? So it could very well be a very dark look at the clones. And it's got, I mean, clone, fuck, I mean, shit. The idea of Kanye West being a clone, I don't follow either. I'm more the idea that he was brainwashed MK Ultra, something of some, you know, cute with a freaking, you know, that's what I believe in.
Same with me. Like, and that's what I'm saying. There is really clones, like, and there's stuff that you, but like Damar Hamlin, for instance. I know everybody, the guy on the Buffalo Bills that got injured, and then that, you know, he came out and threw the Illuminati sign up, and he was supposedly dead on the field, and then they're like, oh, he's a clone. I'm like, man, you're telling me that they grew a clone? Like, how are they gonna know and position? I'm not saying they can't position you, obviously they could, it just seems too far-fetched, because the more people involved, the more likely someone's gonna spill the beans, man. People love to talk. Out of 20 people, there's gonna be someone like me that's like, bro, did you see that? Like, there's no way you can keep everybody quiet. That's like the same thing with like the mass shootings, right? Like, I won't mention it because we all know you might have to pay $1 billion, bro.
Fuck that. Say it. I don't have $1 billion. You're going to have to wait on that until I die.
But like all the school shootings, you know, where there's these crisis actors, that this crisis actor, everything's fake. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't people, plants. There's plants everywhere. But when everything's fake, everything's what's it called? A crisis actor. The Twin Towers were holograms. It's like, look, man, now to me, like, and I'm not a super Christian or anything like that. Obviously, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. Like, do I practice? We pray. Let's just say that. You know, we have our discussion.
We have an intimate relationship. None of your business.
But all these people kind of like, man, I totally missed my point. I forgot what I was gonna say.
We got it though.
Yeah, we got it though.
Yeah, it's too. It becomes too it's too fake to believe that it was a hologram, and that's what you left out. There was like a hologram.
No, there we go. Yeah, but you're to say that, right? To say everything's fake and nothing's real, to me, that's like slapping God in the face, man. You're saying that like, oh, we're living a simulation. I think they're trying to get us in a simulation. Personally, I don't think we're in a simulation. Mm-hmm. I think they want us to get into a simulation. And to say everything's fake is like saying that God doesn't have the power to put us in positions. Like when they go, oh, well, he became successful, he must be Illuminati, he must be this, he must be a clone. No, man, God puts us in positions too, because they may have a bunch of people over there fighting, but they got a bunch of numbskulls on their side. You know, they got a couple people that like generals and stuff. God picks the best people to fight against these things and to figure it out. So I think when you say everything's fake, just my opinion, you're really just kind of downgrading what God's power is.
Wow. Okay. That's a very important topic. I think now I like that. I'm not supposed to be challenging on it, but let me give you my perspective. And it does link up to what you said. I'm a Realmer guy. I think we're luminaries. I think that energy.
I'm the same way, man.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that we go from hot to cold, and energy, and cold to hot, and energy can never be destroyed, can only be transformed and transferred. And I honestly think that light, the speed of light, the time of light, the thing that goes through everything, and it is nothing, and you cannot measure it because it's too fast and it's unfathomable, and it happens, and it's all happening now, controller of time, lives outside of this realm, outside of the 3D, our three-dimensional spectrum that we live in. And I think that is God. I think that is the divine creator. That is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. That's why everything comes in threes. Now, I've spoken about this on the show a couple of times, very briefly, with Rico from Talking Roosters podcast, with Sunday Night Secret Societies, and we were talking about how, where does God stand in the simulation theory, right? Then you would have to eliminate the idea of God. But then if you think about it, our truth here, our reality would be to be more like God, just like the Bible says. The Bible is a direct guidebook of how to be more intimate and close to divine creator. And it also says that the divine creator is here at all times, and it's within you, and you are him. And this, you see what I'm saying? The moment you drink that freaking wine, the moment you eat that bread, you're eating him, and he becomes with you one, because you are him. You see what I'm saying, right? So it's the Bible's also telling you this. Now, the guideline would be, and the final statement would be, you would have to become light, ascend, to get out of this simulation. And then you don't become God. You live the next simulation in the next dimension. And that's where I stand with the simulation theory. Now, what is God? Again, it would be light, the divine creator, something that you need to reach or be more like. And then, but damn, the idea of having simulation theory demolish the idea of God having almighty power, it does hurt, because I am also a God-fearing man. You see what I'm saying? I'm kind of like debating my own self.
And there's also like traps that like we could be in. There's a total possibility of us being in a simulation and being other people outside of the simulation that are maybe trying to break us on some Neo, you know what I mean? Some Neo Matrix shit. I'm not saying that the idea, I just think though, when you start saying everything's fake, it's intended to demoralize people, right? Like, oh, what can I do? Everything's Black fake, pill. Man. Everybody's Freemason. Everybody's Illuminati, man. Like, everything's fake, man. Everything's staged. There's nothing I can do. And that is like with Flat Earth, right? Like, they find these ideas that, again, they have truth to them. Maybe there is these possibilities, because I'm with you. I'm more of a realm and dimensions and stuff like that. Like, there's this movie called, I had to pull it out because I forgot what it was called. It's called Valerian and the Thousand. And the City of a Thousand Planets, right? So it's about like in space. It's all right movie. It's like a B movie, but it's like on Amazon Prime. Promo code. Just kidding. I don't have a promo code.
Everybody's like, oh shit, wait. Yeah. That's the trailer right there.
But there's this scene that's crazy to me, and it just like blew my mind. So they go to this planet. They're all human beings at this one point. Mm-hmm. They're all like going into space, and they're going to this other planet. And they're like, oh, to see everything, you got to put on these glasses because you're human. So this whole planet is a desert wasteland. As soon as they put on these glasses, everything changes, bro. There's a whole city. It's like bars and people like, you know, fighting.
Is this an 1880s movie?
No.
No, that was called They're Real, right? Where this one was on like the glasses, 2000... you can see propaganda and shit. The demons.
Oh, you're talking about They Live, man, right behind
They
you.
Live. There we go.
got the poster right there behind me.
Yeah.
This one is like 2017 or something around there, but it's totally different. They're in space. It's supposed to be based in the future, but when they get to this planet, when they put those glasses on, and now there's alien life forms everywhere. So what got me thinking, like, oh, what we're seeing maybe with Bigfoot, or what we're seeing with demons or angels or aliens, whatever we want. Like, to me, they're all the same, because we don't know what they are. Maybe it's these flickers of dimensions hitting in, right? These little flickers. That's why there's certain spots, right? By the colliders, by like certain areas in like different countries, like, you know, here.
Ley lines. Yes. We have ley lines, and even the pyramids, the biggest structures done by the ancient civilizations, are placed on ley lines, and they all connect in different areas of the world that have high power magnetic frequencies. And you're right. And I myself saw a fucking elf, and that's not a fucking lie, and I wasn't fucking high. I swear to fucking God. So that flicker of dimension just happened.
Yep.
Damn, what a connection. Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, that's how I think, like, life is. Now, am I right? I have no idea. But the problem I have with, and that's why I brought up the Cass Sunstein, and I tied it, the reason I tied it in with cloning and tied it in with Mandela Effect and the Flat Earth is because to me, those are some of the most polarizing subjects in the conspiratorial world. That if you do not believe, now, not everybody, I have Flat Earth friends that, like, you know, we have discussions, that we'll have debates, and we're still cool. But there are certain people in that side of the fence that if I do not agree on all their topics, then I am the enemy number one. They want to attack me. They want to go after me, or they want to call me an idiot. And then we push back and forth. They're like, we call names. We don't like it. And all because I don't agree with them. Now, that's my problem with these subjects, is that they're not allowing other critical thinkers to jump in. It doesn't mean we're right. And I understand if someone comes in and goes, oh, fuck you, you fucking idiot, you don't know shit. Okay. Yeah, you don't got to listen to that guy. But that's not my fault if somebody comes at you that way. I'm coming at you the proper way and being like, hey, this is what I think. This is how I see it from my experience. I think this way. Let me hear how your experience is. Then we can mesh it together. Because
that's
I
what
think
science
we should
is,
challenge
dog.
Each other. Yeah,
that's what science is, bro. Science is based on theory, dog. Based on two fucking five, six different scientists amicably regarding talking shit that they don't like about each other and how they should connect different freaking machines to reach different things. That's what it is. That's what science is. That's what pharmaceuticals company do it. That's how people invented the AC. And, you know, that's how shit goes down. And that's the part of innovation that we should all be, you know, talking about. It should be not only legal, but it should be an open discussion for everybody to listen and then, you know, interact with each other and build on, if anything.
And that's the whole reason I even started a podcast, because in 2020, obviously, we all know what's going on, the whole COVID, everything. You couldn't say stuff on. People were getting polarized. I'm fortunate enough that I cut off people a long time ago. You know what I mean? So everybody in my circle, my family, my loved ones, they don't agree with me, but they accept me for like, you know what I'm saying? We got love for each other. Even like if it gets to a point, like if I have family members and friends that we're going to take the vaccine, like if they ask me, I'm going to tell them. If they not, I'll be like, hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. Like there's nothing, there's no way I'm going to force somebody to, hey, man, how can I be like, hey, man, we should have our own freedom to do what we want with our bodies. And then I'm like, no, you can't take that. So I'm like, I wouldn't.
You know what, bro?
But if you are.
It's true. It's true, dog. And quite honestly, I have to agree with you to a point, because especially if you love them and you want to see them happy, hey, dog. You want to see them happy? You can't just be a rock and stumble them up. No, you feel safer with the freaking vax, go for it. You know, I mean, if you feel safer and you're happy that I'm happy with you, as long as you're happy with me and that I'm not taking it. You know, and when they just came up with this new study that even the people that got the fucking thing and they come around you, for example, your wife, let's say for hypothetically, your wife got the thing, within 6 months, she shedded on you. Not shedded, shedded. Like she
yeah, we're gonna turn this into a whole other podcast.
Oh,
yeah, right
here
now.
We go. No, she would shed off the vaccine, like the same way she would shed off, you know, the bacteria in her, you know, through her period, the same way she would shed off a cold. So your body pushes it out, and then the next person that's right sleeping right next to you, your son, your daughter, your kid, you or your husband, your wife, your whoever, is now also vaccinated, not through the, you know, direct contact and shit. So it's fucking weird how you're putting that together. But quite honestly, what you said about people, you know, you have to let people be people, dog. And you cannot, I've always said this before, I'm tired of having to put out the show and trying to wake up my family and the people that are in love in the matrix. They're in love with eating the fake steak. And if this is what you want, by all means, be happy. I'm happy on this side. You're welcome to join me any day. Just know that I'm never going to join you. And if we could both agree to be happy like that and respect each other, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work up the lions now. I know there's other lions out there that are willing to just get poked in the rib and say, dude, you could preach. You could do something. Let's get it together. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, it's just turn around. And then the moment you change your mentality, you change the perspective in your mind, you change your entire fucking world, bro. That's what it is.
And when you do that, when you respect people's boundaries, when you tell them like, hey, I still got love for you, when you give people unconditional love, that like, hey, you're my boy, hey, you're my family, like, it don't matter, bro, you do you, right? They eventually are going to come over. Now, if you keep going, oh man, you an idiot, man, you should have done this, then you're going to push them away. But when you go, hey man, I got nothing but love for you, and hey, you do you, and then they'll come to you. Like, people come to me now and like be like, family members, like, we didn't always agree. We never fought about it though, either, though. You know, we didn't get into a whole rager. Like, if we got into that point where I'm like, ah, let's drop it. You know what I mean? We're going at it. There's no use in me and you fighting over this and I would use a different approach because I didn't like to tell people, like, depending on who I'm talking to, man, if you catch me on, you know, IG or Twitter back in the days before I got nuked on those ones, my old accounts, I got nuked because I was lighting people up, man. I was like, oh, for real, huh? And I was like, they report you. They come back around, and I think they have more respect that you didn't push it onto them. Just like kind of like with religion.
No more fear-mongering.
Yeah,
how different would you be? Right, exactly. How different would you be if you're just like the freaking mainstream people talking about, ew, it's all because of the unvaccinated and all the fear-mongering? How different would you be? You have to be the switching. You have to turn the other, you know, tweak it off. Yeah, I get you, dog. 100%.
That's why I would, since the beginning, I would preach to people, like, and be like, hey, man, don't call them a sheep. Like, if they're wearing the mask, like, okay, I get it, bro. When I see someone in a car wearing a mask by themselves, it is hard to not chuckle, man. Like, you can't help me. Like, bro, like, bro, what are you worried about? Like, but I was like, when you see people with masks, I mean, I don't treat them any different because I'm cool with everybody. I'm a very friendly person. I'm talking to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the gas station clerk, to the grocery store, wherever I'm at, I'm talking, chopping it up with people, hoping they have a good day because it helps me have a good day, right? Like, me putting out good energy, I get good energy back. I'm going to talk to these people, and I saw it time and time again. And if I would have been like, you're a sheep, man, they're going to be like, fuck this guy, man. They're going to now dehumanize me. They're going to be like, CNN was right. See, they're crazy. But now that I'm talking to them, engaging, I had so many people be like, and not, I'm not even telling them to take their mask off, but they'll be like, oh, you know, because they're trying to talk better because, you know, you can't hear them as good.
And look at that.
They end up taking it off because you're being friendly. You're making them laugh. Yeah, you're having a good time. It's an interesting conversation.
With the exchange of energy, you were able to shift the dynamic and point of view against the world. And they were able to let the fear go to have a beautiful conversation with another fucking soul. That is fucking powerful, dog. And you know what? I mentioned this on the show a couple of times too. Walk into a room with people are having the Fuji faces when they're having a beautiful, an ugly ass fucking morning on a Monday morning. They're all fucked up. They don't want to be at work. And you walk in, they're fucking miserable. You walk in there with a fucking smile and just fucking fist bump. Like, what's up, dude? How was your week? Cool. I don't want to, you know, fucking fuck around with them. They turn around like, dude, what is he on? Like, hey, what are you drinking? Like, I'm drinking fucking ammo powder, dude. What's up? You want some coffee? Let's go get some. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, dude, you're absolutely right, bro. Absolutely right. The exchange of energy is real, and you cause a wave of energy that fucking just fluctuates, and then it ripples effects to other people. That lady, that person that you were at the gas station with that took off or his mask off to have a conversation with you, what do you think he did after? He went home energized and continued that conversation with somebody else. You trickled down that energy. Yeah.
100%. And the same thing happened when I had a UPS driver that worked, because I worked shipping receiving, and he came, and he told me, because he had a big ass truckload and we're unloading boxes, and he was like, had the mask on, and he was like, hey, man, I'm like, he was going to say something about it because someone must have told him. And I'm like, bro, I could care less, bro. Like, that's your life. I'm not going to wear it, but I don't care what you do. And he's like, all right. And that same thing, man, we were talking. He was actually, and then he brought up, he was I forgot what religious sector he was, but I want to say Jehovah's Witness or something like that. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, great. Don't get my address. I was about to bang on my door like crazy. But he was talking to me, and we're talking about God. And I was telling him my perspectives on things and, like, you know, challenging ideas and, like, you know, conversating with you. And he did the same thing. He took off his mask and we talked for a good 20 minutes after, I think, because he's like, oh, he's kind of like me. Like, okay, maybe I don't have something to be afraid of. Mm. Now, if I'm yelling at him and being like, oh, you idiot, like, then he's going to be like, man, this guy's crazy. Like, what is he on? Like, there's no way I'm going to get, most people don't even understand, like, what a peer-reviewed study is. And be like, if I go, well, peer-reviewed study, da-da-da-da-da, even though you're right. I'm not saying that those people are wrong. It's just your approach. I feel like the approach to everything should be critical thinking, critical mind, think of it through, really break everything down, but at the same time, show empathy. Because even the people that are lost, like, you know, I'm not right on everything. I'm lost on a lot of stuff. God don't go, hey, idiot, you didn't do this. I'm not going to help you anymore. I'm not on your side anymore. So if we just show empathy, like, a lot of people are like, oh, they voted for Biden or they voted for this guy, Trump, and I hate him because of this. I'm like, so they, now your little vote on a piece of paper or a machine, now because this guy's an asshole, like, now you have to hate me? Like, now you want me to die? Like, that makes no sense. Like, makes that's no one sense. Person.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I've said this on the show. I said this at work a couple of times, and I've mentioned it because there's. I'm in California. I live in the fucking blue state, yeah. And there's a lot more Democrats than Republicans out here.
Oh yeah.
And I'm having the Latino Republicans kind of like, dick, what the heck? But that's what programming does. Point here is, a couple of coworkers. They're like, oh yeah, you know, he voted for Biden, and I use it as kind of like derogatory. I use it kind of like a push on you're fucking evil. You're a fucking pedo.
Yeah, right.
But I just do it fucking around because I know damn right that at the end of the day, even my point of view, because I'm a hard on Trumper, I would say that even the people that voted Democrat are not really Democrat. They just,
oh, yeah.
They're also victims in this play, bro. And we stay divided. And look at me, you know, I'm a fucking Trumper. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, he's a blue. He voted for Biden and Harris. Like, oh yeah, he's evil. I know what his intent is. Like, no, this guy just wants the better for himself, and he thought this is the right way. And he got tricked just like I got tricked in 2016. Yep. Voted for Hillary. Same fucking thing. I cannot fucking, you know, I can't really just talk shit to people just because of what they decide to do. And I also learned exactly what you said, emphasizing what you said. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Everything you do, even right now, when you mentioned about taking God out of the simulation theory part, it's blasphemous. I was like, let me give you, you know, and I give you same thing. Very like I was able to present. I heard you. You heard me. And then we're like, oh shit. And then we built on other shit. And that's how it should be with everybody else. Empathy. Don't forget that these people are also frustrated, bro. They live a life of fear. And if you're connected, glued to TikTok, to CNN, to C-SPAN, to everything, and you're only getting fed this propaganda, this bombardment of fucking programming where Coca-Cola and Skittles and Kotex and all these fucking GMOs are getting fed to you at the same time, you're eating fucking microwavable food and all this bullshit, and everything is just there. These people have a miserable, frustrated life, 9 to 5 at minimum wage, because there's more people now living check to check than any other time in the world. And the root of effort, the root of money, the root of evil, and the root of your miserableness comes from money, dog, in the way you're living. Straight up, bro. So you can't afford to fucking buy clean water. You can't afford to shower twice a day now. You whatever, you know, like fucking see your wife in some Victoria's Secret. She has to go to Walmart and buy the $2 ones. Like whatever. Whatever it is that's frustrating you, it's happening because of the money. And, you know, a lot of people here, at least in California, there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of people living through it, and a lot of people on EBT, and et cetera, et cetera. So I get what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense, bro.
And the problem I had with, so it's funny because I get everybody mad, right? Like I'll get Trumpers mad because I'm against Trump, or like, cause I'll say shit. I'll be like, hey, so what, why do you do this? Or what about this? Mm-hmm. But then like, then the left is like, yeah. And I'm like, whoa, I got some words for you too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and don't think that you're getting scot-free off this. Like, it's not like you didn't do anything because they're to me, like, now we could go the occultic route, right? Like what's Trump tied with, you know what I mean? There's a lot of like occultic stuff, whether true or not. There's connections, right? There's policies he'd made, stuff like that. But then you go to like the left and you're like, well, just go on the surface level. You don't understand why people voted for Trump. This is my problem. It's like, I'm not mad at any Trump supporters because I understand why they voted for Trump. They were like, fuck the system. I'm tired of all these politicians, and this guy's going to do something about it. And then in some of it was just like, this guy's funny. He talks crap to Nancy Pelosi. All the people I hate, he's calling.
He fed off the same. What's it called? That pepped up anger people have.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
He used it to his advantage. Yeah.
And you're gonna pretend that it's just, oh, he's Hitler. He brain. No, man. Like you're now neglecting the problems of the system. Like. Mm. I'm going to take something from Jimmy Dore. He's a comedian that has a little podcast on, big podcast on YouTube. And he always says, he says, Trump is not the problem. He is the symptom from the problem. You know what I'm saying? You got him because that symptom, because the problem, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything's caused, like, you don't have a cough because of the cough. It's a symptom from the virus. And that's what it is there's a virus in our political system. And he just in one of the another little cold that we had up there.
Holy,
we got pneumonia.
And with that note, this is Sean Chris from the Mockingbird, Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Kill the Mockingbirds podcast. Let them know, Sean, where they can find you.
You can find us. Come find me at killthemockingbirds.com or Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. Reach out, leave us a, you know, a little note, give us a 5-star review, and also give my mans right here a 5-star review as well, man. You can do it. It's free.
It's free. It takes 2 minutes. And if you're listening to the show, might as well just do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paranoid Radio Podcast. And I want to give special thanks to Sean Chris from Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast. Kill the Mockingbirds Podcast will be available on Wednesday night, the show. And you can also find his link in description at the end of the show. And also, you can find him on ParanoidRadio.com. So you can be able to find him on all of them. I'm going to start featuring him and promoting all his stuff on the IG. So if you guys can find him for odd reasons or whatever, make sure you go to ParanoidRadio.com. You'll be able to see who I'm tagging, and you'll be able to find them and drop a five-star review on his podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making this amazing episode. Thank you so much, Sean. God bless you, bro. God bless your show. You're amazing, and you know, I love your energy. Keep it going. I hope to have you again sometime.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it, man.
For sure, brother.
Paranoid Radio.